Mesechtas Kitin, Daf Yud Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that stated Rav Shimon Omer, Af Elu Ksherin V'chulu. And let's review that the Mishnah stated on Yud Aleph Beis that Kol Ashteris Ha'olim Ba'Koish L'Adukhovim, Af Alpisha Chismein L'Adukhovim Ksherin, that all documents that were created in a non-Jewish court system and they were signed by non-Jewish witnesses, they will be kosher. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah states, Uvid T'nai Shiyu Meforsim Eitzel Yisrael, Sha'oisim Eidim Va'oisa Ashefet, Loi Mekabli And the Gemara we saw that either this applies to Shtari Raya as well as to Shtari Kinyan, as the halach of the Mishnah is based on Dinu Machusa Dina, and the Gemara then stated that maybe this din of the Mishnah only applies to Shtari Raya and not to Shtari Kinyan. And if both of these pshatim, it could come out that the Tana Kamina Mishnah is even going according to the Mandam and the whole the Eid Chasima Karti, and even so, these Chasimas would be accepted either because Dinu Machusa Dina, or at least for Shtari Raya. However, the Tana Kama continued that Chutz Migitei Noshim Shechuri Avadim, that this does not apply to Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avadim. And if the ratio is based on Dino Machusadina, then Dino Machusadina only applies to Mamnis, but it doesn't apply to Issa. And therefore, the signatures of Goyim certainly will not work for Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avadim. And certainly, the feel the second Pshat of the Gemara, the Chasimis of a Goy cannot work on Gitin, just like it can't work on Shtari Kinyan, and it only can work on Shtari Raya. And keep in mind, in the Gemara, and Daf Tesam Beis, the Gemara stated that the Pshat in Tana Kama is that he holds that Edom is Karti, and therefore we don't really need the Chasimis of Edom at all, and that's why if you had the Chasimis of non-Jewish Edom by regular Shtaris, so that could suffice, because we won't rely on the Edi Chasima, and the only reason that we have Edi Chasima is L'Raya Ba'alma, and therefore it's not absorbed by regular Shtaris. However, B'negei Gittin, even though Edom is Karti, and really Midiraisa, this Get Shichra, and this Get Isha should really be good, and should be valid. However, the Maisa Rabbanu were concerned that if we were Machsha Get Noshim and Shechuri Avodim that had signatures of non-Jewish witnesses, then potentially they would actually act as the Edi Mesir as well, and then of course the Get would be Pasul, and therefore the Rabbanu said that in all scenarios a Get Noshim and Shechuri Avodim will be Pasul if it was signed by non-Jewish Edim. And the Maisa Mishnah continued and brought the Shita Rab Shimon, who stated that Af Iluk Sheirim, that even if you would have signatures of Goyim in Gitei Noshim and Shechuri Avodim, the Get Noshim and the Shechuri Avodim would be kosher. And Agamar now begins, V'halab b'nei krisis ninu, that how can you say that these chasimas ha'idim would be valid if l'maisa not b'nei krisis? And Rashi says, that nan de pashav havdolo loshen sefer krisis, the kivin lo shaychi b'teris gittim and kedushin, ein nasim edim b'dava, that since they have no connection to the whole din of gittim and kedushin, therefore they can't become an aid b'negei gittim and kedushin, d'chsiv v'chasav v'nasan, as the pasuk states b'negei get, that you have to write it, and you have to sign it, and then give it to the woman, mish yeshem b'nesina yeshem b'ksiva, and the only ones that have the ability to write a get and to sign a get are only those that are in the pasha of giving a get to their wife. However, a goy who's not in that pasha, therefore was not in the pasha of chasim seidim either, and therefore this get should be possible in the raiso. And I am the last Taisus on Amid, where Taisus says v'la b'nei krisin ninu, having matz l'mifrach ha'la b'nei edus ninu, the Gemara could have even asked better that l'chayr they're not in the pasha of edus b'chol teri kula. And the Mefarshim explained it is l'fi shitas Taisus on Daf Tes, who stated in Diba Maskel AFP that a goy is possible edus b'nei. However, according to Rashi and the Tesam Beis, who hold that Goyim could be kosher l'idus min atira, so therefore Taisa's question is not shver. And our Gemara continues and answers, Am Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira responded, Yor Rab Shimon l'shitas shor Rab Elazar, da Amma Eid Mesir Kati. The Rab Shimon was going according to Shita Rab Elazar, who holds that Eid Mesir Kati. And the case of our Mishnah is, where even though the signatories of the get were Eid Kechavim, however, the actual Eidim of the Eid Mesir were Jewish Eidim, and therefore the get was valid based on the fact that Eid Mesir is Kati. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rab Abba, Maid Rab Elazar, Mizuri B'teche Shepasol, the L'chari, even though it's true, Rab Elazar holds Eid Mesir Kati, and Midraisa did no requirement to have Eid Chasima at all. However, once there are Eid Chasima, then you have to make sure that those Eid Chasima are kosher. And as Rashi states on the last line of the Amid, Av Yesh by Eidim Sulim, if the get has Eidim da Pasol, Pasol Mid Rabbanon, then the get would be Pasol Mid Rabbanon, even according to Rab Elazar, Dilma Ka'asa L'mimsere Ba'apayu Misbechalayu, because Rabbanon were concerned that maybe these Eidim will actually act not only as the Eidi Chasima, but as the Eidi Mesira as well, and therefore the entire get would be possible. And that's what Rabbanan said, that once you're having Eidim, you have to make sure that there was Eidim Akasha, and therefore even though it's possible that Rab Shimon holds like Rab Elazar that Eidim Mesira Kati, but Lemaisa, how could Rab Shimon state that you're allowed to have Goyim signing on a get if Lemaisa it would be Mezuyef Mitechai, and we should be concerned that maybe you'll use these Goyim as your Eidi Mesira, and therefore Mid Rabbanan this get should be possible. And the Gemara answers, Hachem Mayaskinan, and we continue on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph B'Shemus Mufakin, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the names of the Goyim who signed in the get were names that were clearly Goyish names, that were names that were not used by Jews, and therefore Rav Shimon holds that the entire Gzeira doesn't apply in this scenario, as even if Bezin would see these Chasim HaSeidim and they will see that it's signed by Goyim, they'll realize that these people are Goyim and they won't let them be the Edim Asira. And as we mentioned at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that in the Chinami, Rav Shimon would be moided to the Tanakama that if you have names of Goyim that were signed that are names that Jews also use, then over there we have to be concerned that maybe they would be soimich on these witnesses who are the Edi Chasima to be the Edim Asira, and of course that would cause a Takala, and therefore the get should be possible in Drabbanan. And the only time that Rav Shimon stated that this get would be valid is only in the case where the names of the Goyim were Shemus Muvakin, and Drabbanan argue even in that case, either because they hold that Edi Chasima Kati, and even on the Tzad that by regular Shtar, that the reason why Goyish Edim work is because Din L'Machusadina, that only applied to Benegay Mamnis, but Din L'Machusadina does not apply to Yisurin at all, and according to Tzad and Daf Tesam and Beis, that stated that Drabbanan hold that Edim Asira Kati, however, the Tanakama made a blank psul, and they said it doesn't make a difference if the names of the Goyim that signed in the get was Shema She'in Mavakin, and therefore we have to be concerned that we'd get them mixed up and we'd actually use them as Edim Asira, and even if they were Shema She'in Mavakin, there's no Tzad that will get mixed up and will think that they were Jewish and will use them as Edim Asira. Still, Drabbanan said that this get would be puzzle. And the Gemara continues, Hechi Dami Shema She'in Mavakin, what are examples of names which are used generally by Goyim and not by Jews? Amra Papa, Papa states, Kagoyim, like the following names, Hermes, Avidna, Bashiftoi, Bakidri, Ba'atoi, Nokim, and Una. And Rashi states, Kulam Shemus Daini Oydik Chavim, these were famous names of Dayanamu Oydik Chavim. And the Gemara brings these as examples because they were famous names of Goyim, and these names were generally used only by Goyim and not by Jews. And the Gias of our Gemara is Hormiz, and Taisa says, Benun Garis Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam was Garis Benun, the Le Maski Yisrael Hachi, the Hormin who Shem Satan Veshed, that the name Hormin is the name of the Satan and the Shed. Aval Hormiz Bezayin, who the Shevach, as Taisa brings a Raya from the Gemara, Mesech the Sanhedrin, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that according to Rabbi Shimon, that learns that the only time that is actually Hechsha, Benegea Gittin, was only when the Shemus Mavakin, Sefret Gemara, Aval Shemus Shem Mavakin Mai, even according to Rabbi Shimon, if you'd have a Goy that signs onto a get, and the name of this Goy is similar to names that Jews would use as well, so L'Chir, what would be the Din, Loi, then of course, even Rabbi Shimon would agree to Tanan Kamar, that we'd have to make a Gzera over here, as people may think that this Goy who's signing onto the get is actually Jewish, and they may use this Goy as an Edim Asira, and therefore the get will be possible even according to Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara therefore is, Yehachi, Adetani Sefer, Loi Husku, Elabin Man, Shenasu, Behedyet, L'Chir, why did the Sefer say that L'Fi Rabbi Shimon, the only time that we said that a get or a shtar shichur would be possible is only when it was done through a hedyet and not by a shtar yakayis, liflik v'listi midah. So L'Chir, why didn't the Mishnah give a more straightforward example? And it should say that even though Rabbi Shimon stated that Gitin Hashem and Shechur Avadim would be kosher even was signed by non-Jews, however, B'medron Ruhm, when would it be kosher B'Shemus Muvakim, when these names that were signed in the get are clearly names of Goyim, since these names were only used by Goyim and not by Jews, Al-B'Shemus She'im Muvakim Loi, but if it would be names that were signed where there could be potentially Jewish names, then it would not be a valid get, because we should have the Takana and the Gzeira that maybe you'll use these Edim as the Edim Asira. And L'Chir, why did the Mishnah give an example of where Gitin Nashim Shechur Avadim would be possible if it was Nasa Behediet and not made by Koyshel Avdechavim? If L'Chir, even by Koyshel Avdechavim, we could find a case where Gitin Nashim and Shechur Avadim would be possible based on the fact that the signatures were done by Goyim whose names were similar to the names of Jews. And the Gemara answers, Hachi Nami Kama, that Edech Nami, this is exactly what the Mishnah means to say, that B'med V'amur B'Shemus Muvakin Al B'Shemus She'im Muvakin Nasa Kemishin Nasa Behedit Upsulin. And as Rashi explains, that as long as you had Jewish Edim Asira and the names of the Goyim that signed in the get were exclusively non-Jewish names, then even if the get was written by a Hedit and not by a Kois and not an official non-Jewish court, it would be valid. And when Rav Shimon stated in the Mishnah Lo Husku Elabiz Manshin Nasa Behedit, he was explaining that if the names of the Goyim who signed on this get were also used by Jews, so the get would be puzzle just like if a regular shtar, a shtar mecha, was created by a deitis and not by a kreis, where the shtar is puzzle, since a bezin of a deitis aren't concerned about their reputation, and we can't trust that this shtar was signed truthfully. And Ayin Rashi, who clearly explains that the only time we can possibly be mechalik between bezin shal kreis and a bezin shal deitis is only regarding shtar mecha, but this dafkamina is irrelevant b'negei gitei noshim v'shechuri avadim ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, v'yibayisema, or I could tell you another teretz, that sefer aselna gitei mamen, that in Chanami, when the Sefer of the Mishnah states, Lehusku el Bizman Shinasu Behedit, this is not actually a continuation of the words of Rav Shimon, but it it's actually going back on the ratio of the Mishnah, which spoke about regular shtaris, and the Mishnah stated kol shtaris ha'olim be'koshel edukavim athol pisha chesmein edukavim kshirin, that all agree have been engaged regular shtaris even if they're signed by goyim, but they were created in an official non-Jewish court that they would be kosher. And the last line of the Mishnah is going back on this point. V'hachi kama, this is what was stating in the Mishnah, la'husku gitin mamad epsulan, and even though we stated that shtarim mamad would be kosher, however, we also know that they mentioned that gitin mamad apostle, and the case with gitin mamad apostle, elabiz manchin asub hadid, is if there's a shtar that was signed by goyim, but it wasn't written in an official goyish court, and instead it was written in a bezin of hijaitis, and since this is not an official bezin, therefore they're not concerned about the reputation, and therefore we can't trust that this was done properly, and potentially there was fraud involved, and therefore we wouldn't trust such a shtar, even l'raya. And the Gemara continues, Tani we learned to the Braisa, Amar Belozer Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Elozer Rabbi Yesi stated, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Chacham in Bitzidon, that this is what Rabbi Shimon stated to the Chacham in Sidon, in order to support his position, that Lo Nechaku Rabbi Kiva Chacham, that Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, who were from a previous generation, they did not have a machlikis al kol shtaris, ha'inim ba kol shtaris ha'inim, on all shtaris that were created in official government non-Jewish courts, she'afal pi she'chismein ha'inim sharing, that even though their signatures were done by Edukhovim, they were still kosher, va'afil giti nashim and shechuri avadim, and even by giti nashim and shechuri avadim, because we hold the Edim Messiah Kati, and as long as they were shameless of Vakim, we didn't make the Gzira, and le'nechliku, and the only machlikis between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim were regarding regular shtaris, el bizmanch nasim hadid, if these documents weren't made in an official court of a guy, but they were made in a private session and something which was not an official court. And even though they were created by a hadid, Rabbi Kiva Machshir, Rabbi Kiva still says it's kosher because the Eidah was still scared that maybe they would actually be given over to the king if they would sign a document falsely and they would commit perjury as they would be stealing from others. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that even if these shtaris were not made in a Choshel Akum, it would still be valid. However, the Chum Paisalim, the Chum said that would puzzle as these hadyotis didn't have their reputation to uphold, and therefore we'd have to be concerned that they were actually lying and this document is false. And the Braisa continues, Chutz mi Gitin Hashem Shechuri Avadim, and this didn't apply to Gitin Hashem Shechuri Avadim, because as long as you had Edom Esira and it was Shemus Mavakim, then the Get and the Shechuri Avadim would be valid, even though they were created by hadyotis and they were not created by Koshel Akum, as we explained before from Rashi. And the Braisa continues that even though according to the first sheet in this Braisa, which is going like the sheet of Rab Shimon, that there's enough community between a case where Gittin was signed by Goyim, whose name was Muvakin, and therefore there's no reason for the Gzera, as certainly we wouldn't use them for Edom Esira, but if they were signed by Goyim, whose name was Shemesh Shein Muvakin, then we'd have to be concerned that maybe someone would think that they're Jewish, and they'd use them as Edom Esira. However, Zok Rab Shimon Gamliel, that we're going to take this even further, that Rab Shimon Gamliel Oima, Af Elu Ksherim, but Makrim Shein Yisrael Chosman, that even if a get is signed by Goyim, whose names are not necessarily specific to Goyim, and they're also used by Jews, that we still would not have an Gzera if the get was written and signed in a place where the law was that Jews couldn't sign documents, and therefore certainly we know that even if the name of the signatory could possibly be a name that is used by Jews, but certainly the Edom who executed this get are non-Jews, as it was illegal for a Jew to sign the get, and therefore we certainly wouldn't use these Edom as Edom Gzera, and therefore the get is valid. And Rav Shimon Gamliel continues, but if there's a place where it's not illegal for a Jew to sign, then Rav Shimon Gamliel states, Loi, then this get would be puzzle, and it doesn't make a difference if the name that was signed onto the get are Shemesh Emuvakin, and even if they're Shemesh Emuvakin, the Chacham still made a blanket Gzira, and they said that in all cases it would be puzzle, and as Rashi says, the Machshus Bahani Aslach Shur B'Shemesh Emuvakin. And keep in mind that the beginning of this Braisa is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, and the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel at the end of the Braisa is similar to the Tanakama Va Mishnah, at least Benagea being Geza, Shemesh Emuvakin, Otu Shemesh Emuvakin. The Gemara now continues and asks on the Shita Rab Shimon Gamliel, that L'chayr, since we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel made a gzira and said that we're going to be Goyza, that a get that is signed by Goyim, that even if it was signed by Goyim whose names were Muvakin, that it would be puzzle up to the case where the Goyim that signed, their names were Shemesh Ein Muvakin. So the Gemara therefore asks, Makim She'ein Yisrael Chosman, Nami Ligza, Atum Makim She'ein Yisrael Chosman. L'chayr, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that in a place where Jews were not allowed to sign, that the get would be valid, that L'chayr, we should make a gzira, that even in those places, the get should not be valid, as we should make a blanket takana, and we should say that in all places the get would be batal based on the fact that if there's a place where Jews were allowed to sign, as you may have a get that was signed by a guy, and the shameless would be Ein Mevaken, and you will not realize that this person was a guy, and you'll even allow them to be the Edim for the Edim Asira, and of course that get would be puzzle. And the Gemara answers Shema B'Shema Michlef, that even though we make a gzera and a takana of shameless Mevaken or to shameless Ein Mevaken, however, Asur Ba'Asur Le Michlef, the people don't make a mistake by different Mekoyim Chaimais, and even though, of course, the Takana does make sense in a place where it was legal for Yisrael to actually sign on a document and to sign on a get, however, we're not going to be curious that in a place where it was illegal for a Jew to sign on a get, that we would actually say that this get is puzzle, as everyone will know that anyone that signed this get is not a Jewish person, and therefore the Edim Mesira will clearly be Yisraelim, and no one will rely on the Edim Chasima to act as the Edim Mesira, and since there was no reason for the Gzira, we didn't make such a Gzira. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Savalach Shuri Bechavisa Darmoi, Ravina thought that just like we said by a Koysh Goyim, that we allow the signatures of the Goyim to work on a regular Shtar, and he thought that the same would apply in an official government gathering, even though it wasn't in the court system. And Amalei Rafram, and Rafram responded, Akoistan, that our Mishnah we specified it had to be in the court system, as in the court system, they cared about their reputation, and they wouldn't lie. However, in standard government body, even though in the Hanami it might have been an official government function, but since it wasn't a court, we still have to be choshish that maybe they would lie, and they would actually sign documents that were untruthful. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Haishtar Pasari, the Masr Nili, Ba'api Sadi Sol, Magbidim Be'Mechari. And as Rashi explains, that this Shtar was written in Persian, and it was also signed by Pasoyim Hedyotis. However, Rav says that since it was actually given over in front of Edom that we Yisraelim, and therefore the Edom Mesir were proper, and therefore it's a valid Shtar Raya, and you could collect with the Shtar from Be'Mechari. And the Gemara asks, even though they were Edom Mesir, but Valo Yodi Lamikra, Lamaisa, they don't know how to read Persian, and therefore they don't know what the Shtar said, so how could you actually act as the Edom Mesir? As Lachari, you have to know what the Shtar says in order to be able to say testimony later that this was the actual document that we saw given over to the person. And the Gemara answered B'di Adai that the Edom actually knew Persian, and therefore they knew exactly what was stated in the document. And the Gemara continues that there were certain places where they used to know how to make documents and create parchments that you couldn't forge. They were processed with gall nuts, and if you would actually erase any part of the document, it was very recognizable that some part of the document was erased. And it wasn't the standard to use this process in Persia, and therefore the Gemara asked, for being a ksav shein yochel zayif, in order to create a shtar that is a valid shtar, you have to have that the document can't be erased, it can't be forged for lekka, and this is not the case on a Persian document and on Persian parchment. And the Gemara answers, b'dafitzan, that in a chinami, this parchment was actually treated with gall nuts, and therefore it was a document that was in yochel zayif, and therefore the document was kosher. And the Gemara continues and asks, for being in tzarech shiachsim in yonishel shtar b'shita chreina v'lekka, l'maisa zedin in mesechtes bar basor, in the last parak, after you write a shtar, and before the Edom sign, they would write one line, which was meaningless, and this was a protection against fraud, as the Gemara over there explains, and as Rashi brings, they would write down, v'kininam in pleni, akol ma d'kosavim farish la'el, and since it wasn't the custom to do so in a Persian document, so l'chir, this document should not be able to be used as a shtar raya, and how could Rava say that you were able to be magbinim be'im b'chari? And once again, the Gemara answers, b'dimahada, that in the chenami, the case was, where they actually wrote this line, and therefore it wasn't a psal. And the Gemara asks, yihachim m'shabdi nami, if everything was done correctly over here, and you had Edom Mesira, so l'chir, you should be able to be gaiver from l'chas b'shubadim as well, and why did Rava say that you could be magbinim be'im b'chari? And the Gemara responds, lesli kala, that the only way that a call comes out and there will be a proper notice that there's a lien against this property, and this way it will be fair to anyone that buys this property from the borrower that they should have known that there was a lien against this property, is only if they are valid Edi Chasima on the Ishtar, because the Edi Chasima are the ones that actually go and create this call as they speak about the fact that there was this Ishtar that was signed and this person owes someone money. However, since in this case the Edi Chasima were not Jewish, therefore it doesn't create a proper call, and even though the Edi Mesira were Jewish, that is not what creates the call. The call is actually created by the Edi Chasima. And let's keep in mind 2 points. Number one, according to Rabbi Elazar, the whole Edi Mesira Kati, so if you don't have Edi Chasima, it would not create a call, and therefore you would not be able to collect from the Chasim and Shubadim. And this clearly seems to be Shitas Rashi over here, as well as the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel in Taisis and Daf Gemara Beis. However, Rabbeinu Tam argues on the Shita, Ayin and Taisis on Daf Gemara Beis. Number two, Rashi and Agamara said that the case by Rava was where it was dealing with Hedyotis, and it wasn't dealing by a kois. Mefarshim explained that in a chenami, if this document was not created privately and instead it was created in a koishel akum, then even though it was only signed by goyim, still a kol would come out, and you could definitely be goyim in chasim and shubadim. And ayin Rashi and the fitasim and beis diba maslam in meshabdi ayin sham. And the Gemara continues bayim minay rish lakish b'rabbi yichron, and we continue on the fitalv and beis edim achasum al get. If there's a get that came from Eretz Yisrael and there were signatures on the get ushmeisim kishmeisim dechavim, and the names that were written in the get was similar to the names of Eidim Chavim, and as Rashi explains, that we're not sure if the actual Edim that signed in this get were Goyim or if they were Yidin, and Lemaisa the Edim Mesira were Jews, so Ma'a what would be a din? And Taisus explains the Tutz Tadim, that do we say that this get would be kosher, as the avoid talin lu by the chavim, that we don't say that these signatories are the chavim. Elim can you do bevade shein the chavim, unless they know for certain that they are goyim. The lishchichi milsa sheyachtim by the chavim begitin, as it wasn't standard that a goy should sign on to get. Or do we say that lemaisa, since these names are similar to names of goyim, and by the fact that we have a suffix that maybe it is a Jewish name, therefore we see that these are shema sheim uvakin, and therefore even though the Eden Messira are Jewish, however even Rav Shimon would agree that the get would be possible because Rav Shimon was only machsha where the shemos of the goyim was shemos muvakim. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Yechon responded to Rish Lakish, Leibaldi Yadenu El Lucas Velus Vechshanu, that the only time that we had such a shayla come to us was when we had signatures of a person, Lucas and Lewis, who would aid him, and they would aid the chasima. And since the names of Lucas and Lewis are shemos muvakim, therefore we said that it's kasha because we didn't have a chash that maybe would be soymich on them and use them as the Eidim Asira, and therefore the fear of Shimon, they would kasha. However, Zakra Bechon, that was only by cases where it was shemos muvakim. However, in your case, where you're telling me there was a suffix, if there was a Jewish name or if it was a Goyish name, so we see it's shemos muvakim, and therefore certainly this get would not be valid even according to Rab Shimon. And as Rabbi Yechon continued to explain, V'dafka Lucas V'lust L'shchichi Yisrael D'mask B'shemesayu, that the only time that we said this get was kosher was because the chasimus of the Eden was Lucas and Luz, and therefore we knew that they were actually Goyish names, and therefore certainly we didn't have to be choishish that they used the Goyim as Eden Messira, and certainly they used Eden Messira that were Jewish. However, in your case, we had the names were names which were Shchiach to be used by Klai Yisrael also, so since maybe these Eden Chasima were actually Goyim, and maybe they weren't sure that they were Goyim, and therefore they allowed them to be the Eden Messira as well, and therefore this get would be puzzled based on that suffix. And the Rashba is bothered that L'chayr, what is Reish Lakish's suffix if L'chayr it is Makhlik is between the Tanakama and Rab Shimon and our Mishnah? And I in the Rashba that he explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case where we know that the signatory in the get was definitely a Goy, and the Tanakama holds that in all cases the din would be that it would be a get puzzle. However, Rab Shimon argues and says as long as the Shemus was Shemus Muvakin, then it would be a valid get and we would not make a Gzera. And Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yechon a question regarding a scenario where we're not sure if these Eden were actually Jewish or if they were not Jewish, and in that case Reish Lakish feels that since it's a suffix if these Eden are Goyim, maybe we would be able to rely on the Eden Messira. And Rabbi Yechon says that even in this case there's the same achleikas between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon, and we're passing like Rab Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Esve Reish Lakish asked the following question on his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon, Gitin Abom Medinas Yom, the Brisa states if you have a get that came from Medinas Yom, the Eden Chasum Aleim, and the Eden that signed them, Afal Pisha Shmeisei and Kishmeis Evdek Chavim, that even though those names are similar to the names of Evdek Chavim, Sharon we would say that the get was kasha, and place your Rebbe Sol Shem Chutzlarts, Shmeisei and Kishmeis Evdek Chavim, as the Jews in Chutzlarts had names which are similar to Evdek Chavim, and therefore we can misaymach that the Eden that signed on this get were actually Jews, as it wasn't normal for going to sign onto a get. And as Rashi explains that this price is teaching us that certainly if there were Eden Messiah that were Jewish, that certainly the get would be kasha, and even if there were no Eden Messiah at all, this get would be valid since we're only misupik if the person who signed in the get is a Goy or Yisrael, and we were soymich that the get was signed by Yisrael. And therefore, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon, that why do you say that the only time there would be a get kasha is dafka by Lucas and Lus, l'shchichi Yisrael, the mask of Shemesayu, we see from the Braisa that the get would be kasha, even though the names that were signed onto the get were names of Goyim that were used by Klai Yisrael. And we see that the get would be kasha not only if it's Shemus Mavakim, but even if the chasimus in the get were names of Goyim, Shein Mavakim. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechon responds back to Reish Lakish, Hasil Kondiktani Taima, then that Braisa, the reason why the get is kasha is exactly based on what the Brisa tells us, since most Jews in Chutzlaretz would use names of Goyim, therefore in a case where get was written in Chutzlaretz, so we can take for granted that even though those names were names of Eved Chavim, there's still no suffix to us, and in all likelihood, the actual chasimas were done by actual Jews, as it wasn't standard that Goyim should sign onto a get. However, Rabbi Yechon says to Reish Lakish, since you asked me a question regarding a shtar that was written in Eretz Yisrael, so certainly we have to be mechalik between Shemus Mavakin, where the get would be kasha, and Shemus Shein Mavakin, where we have to be choishish that maybe a goy signed onto this get, and possibly the same goy actually delivered the get, it was the Eden Messira, and therefore, in this case, the get would be puzzle. And the Gemara continues with the second version as to what Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yechon, Ve'ekid Amri, and others say, Kimasisa Boyimine, to Reish Lakish Shail to Rabbi Yechon was exactly like the Braisa, and the Shail was where we had a get that came from Medina Siam, which may say in Kishemus Evdechavimau, what would be the din, and Rupashla Masisa, and he brought right from the Braisa, then in all cases the din would be that this get would be kosher, and the reason is exactly as the Braisa stated, and we continue continue with the new Mishnah. If Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to be my shliach to take this get to my wife, or to take the shtar shichur to my eved, and prior to the shliach delivering it to his wife or to the eved, he wants to retract. Rameya holds that since get isha and shtar shichur are both considered a choiv for the wife and for the eved, therefore the shliach cannot actually be zeicher for the wife or for the eved, and they have to actually deliver it to the wife or eved in order for it to actually take effect. And therefore, according to Rameya, if he wants to retract prior to being delivered, he could actually retract, as the get and the shtar shichur did not yet take effect. However, Chum state to Rameya, Begitei Noshim, I agree with you, Benegei Begitei Noshim, that is a choiv for her, and therefore the get would not take effect. However, Benegei or get shichur, we hold that there is a schus for the eved to receive his get shichur, and therefore it is a din of zachma adam shloi b'fanav. And as the Mishnah states, Lofisha zachma adam shloi b'fanav, because it is a din that you could be zeicher for a person even though you're not in front of him. And as we will see, that the Gemara will explain, it is as if the adam told the shliach, I want you to be zeicher in this get shichur for my eved at this point, and therefore immediately when the shliach received the get, he was mekabled for the eved, and the eved goes out l'chiris, and the adam can't retract. However, the chacham agreed to Rameya that benegei get isha, the husband can retract. The reason is because the shliach was not able to be coined as get for the wife because in chavonoi ela b'fonav. And the rabbanon explained, why do we hold that it's a schus for the eved and a chayv for the wife? Zokta Gemara, shem yitzah shlei lozens avdi rishai, as certainly it's a benefit for an eved to go out free and become a full-fledged Jew. However, even if you can tell me that there is some sort of a chayv over here, because until now his adon had to support him, and now he will lose that support, and therefore it should be a chayv for the eved, so the rabbanon explained that that's not true, as even while this eved is working for the adon, he has a right to say to his eved that I won't give you support. And therefore, while it's true that the eved will no longer receive support from the adon, but this is not necessarily based on the fact that he's going out free, as even if he would still be working for the adon could simply state, I'm not going to give you mazon any longer. And therefore, benegei eved, we don't have any tzad that's considered a chayv for the eved. For a wife, number one, it's a chayv for her because tavla mesiv tandu melamesiv amalu, that a wife would rather be married, and therefore it is a chayv for her. And number two, even benegei mazonis, it's considered a chayv for her because lemaisa, the entire time that she's married, her husband has to support her. And as the Mishnah states, v'shalei lozen ha'sishter ein rishai, and her husband cannot get out of supporting his wife, and therefore by divorcing her, she's actually losing support, and that is a chayv to her. The Mishnah continues, Amar lahem, Sarah Meir responds back to the Chamim, v'arei u'peisels avdim in a truma, and how can you tell me that it's a schus for an eved to go out l'chiris if lemaisa, by an eved that's owned by a kohen, he actually is able to eat truma, and even if the adon himself doesn't want to give him truma, but lemaisa, this eved has the ability to go to the granaries, and he can collect truma, and once he'll receive this get shichra, he'll actually lose that right, and therefore it should be a chayv for the eved. And how can you say that zachal adon shloi b'fanav and the adon can't retract if l'chayr the shliach should not be able to be makabel this get for the eved, as it's not a din of zachal adon shloi b'fanav, and the same din should apply by eved as applies by isha, that we should say that in chavon loy el b'fanav. And the Gemara continues, amr loy m'peshu kinyonai, that chum respond back to Rameya that even in a case where the eved was owned by a kohen, he doesn't necessarily only lose the ability to truma solely if the adon lets him go out free, as the other ways that he could lose the ability truma. And for example, if the adon would sell him to a Jew that's a Yisrael, then the din would be at this point he's an eved that's owned by Yisrael, and he would no longer have the right to eat truma in that case as well. And therefore, we can't say by the fact that he's being let go free that actually created a chayv, as this chayv was always there. And therefore, the rabbanon hold that by setting your eved free, it's considered a complete schus, and therefore zachal adam shloi b'fanav. And once the adon gave this get shichra to the shliach, then it's considered that this eved went out free, and therefore the chacham hold that benegei an eved, the adon can no longer retract. And the Gemara begins, Yasa Rav Huna Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef Kamed Rav Yirmiya. Rav Huna Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya, V'yasa Rav Yirmiya V'kabanamnim, and Rav Yirmiya was sitting and he was drowsy. And as the Gemara Megillah explains, that drowsy means that you are up and you're not up, and you're able to hear things, but you are not able to respond with a good svara. And V'yasa Rav Huna V'kama, and Rav Huna was sitting and he said the following, Shema Mina Mid Rabbanon, that we see from the Sheet of Rabbanon, as Rashi says, the Amri that the Rabbanon say, Shashliach Yitfes Hashtar L'tzerech Eved, that the Shliach could grab hold of the Shtar, Bizeicha in the Shtar Shichur for the Eved, the Avagav the Balkum Hadabe, and even though the owner who gave the Shtar is actually screaming and he's saying, I want to be Chayzen, I want to retract, and Ve'ina El Shluchoy, and therefore he's not a Shliach anymore, V'tvisa Ba'almahu Balkochoy, and therefore really you're grabbing hold of this document, Balkochoy of the Odin, and the Chacham still say that this would work, and the Eved would go out free. So L'chir, we see from here that Teifus of Balkhoy of Kono, and as Rashi says, Odom and Ashuk, Shetifus Metalfle, Benich Achsi Ruvain Letzerach Shimon Shu Bal Chayiv Koina. That if Ruvain owes money to Shimon and Levi comes and he just grabs hold of the Nechasim of Ruvain in order to give it to Shimon, that Levi's Tfisa would work and Levi could now give this to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, only Rav Yisrael by Yosef, so Rav Yisrael by Yosef responded back to Rav Huna, Vafilu Makrim Shechav Lachayim, would we say that this didn't would apply even if someone's Tfis Bal Chayiv, even though it's going to be Chav Lachayim? For example, if Ruvain owes money to Shimon as well as to Yehuda, and Levi now comes and grabs the Nechasim of Ruvain on behalf of Shimon, the Lachayim that would work as well. And just like we see in HaMishnah, that the Shliach could grab on to the Shtash Shechor for the Eved, even though it's going to be Chav Lachrini, as now that the Eved will go free, then that will be a loss to the owner. And the Gemara continues, Amalei in, that Rav Huna responded back to Rav Yisrael by Yosef, that in the Chanami, that this would actually work. And the Gemara continues, that after the Shakal of the Tire between Rav Huna and Rav Yisrael by Yosef, so the Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up and became much more alert. And Amalehu, and he said to them, Dabdiki, young children that don't understand the Svara, Hachi and Rabbi Yechon, this is what Rabbi Yechon told us, HaTefes L'Bachayiv, V'makim Shechav L'Achayim, if someone grabs for Bachayiv, we're in a place where it's a Chav L'Achayim, Loikona, he's not Kona. And Vim Taim Mishnah Seinu, and if you can ask me a question from a Mishnah, the Chum hold, that the Shliach can be Kona, the Shtah Shechor for an Eved, and even though it's Chav L'Achayim, this is a detriment to the owner. However, Kala'im Etzunu, Kala'im Ezechudami, that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where he's actually doing something against the will of the owner, as when the Adon originally said to the Shliach that ten shtah shechor zeh le'avdi, he didn't mean to say that you should be a Shliach le'halacha, he meant to say that you should be a Shliach le'kabbalah, and you should accept this get for the Eved, and even though the Eved didn't make you a Shliach, but zach le'adam shleim b'fanav, and therefore immediately when the Shliach actually took this shtah shechor, he was actually claiming for the Eved, and immediately the Eved went out free, and therefore the Adon can't retract, and there's no dimyon from our Mishnah to the case of Tefes L'Bachayiv, as in the case of Tefes L'Bachayiv, if you're doing something against the wish of the person. However, over here, the Adon was actually involved in the transaction, and the Adon told the Shliach to go and take this and be mekabel it for the Eved. And therefore, the Chari Rabbi Yirmiyah was telling Rav Huna Rabbi Yisrael by Yosef, is not only is Rav Huna wrong that you can't learn from here that Tefes L'Bachayiv b'makim shechav l'achirim that is kaina, but you also can't bring a raya from a Mishnah that if someone is Tefes L'Bachayiv that he should be kaina, as our Mishnah is not discussing a case of tefisa at all, and we will stop over here.